And now it's time for a little extra.
Is that success is very subjective. That yes. It really is hard to nail down and define. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of wanted to have a quick conversation with you about it to get mm-hmm. your thoughts on how you gauge success and kind of the global thought of what success looks like and how people can determine for themselves.
Mm-hmm. So let's start with your generation.
Okay.
So tell me how you see success.
So personally, so I'm kind of in that weird middle place because growing up, success imparted by my parents mm-hmm. was that I had to get a really high paying job mm-hmm. and the corner office, and I had to make lots of money.
Right.
And that was the ideal of success. But now, as I'm in this, in the mm-hmm. middle of it, trying mm-hmm. to achieve it, I'm looking at it going, there's more to life than just those titles
yes.
and the money in the bank.
Yes.
And there's various components of life that also deserve success.
Right.
And so I'm now currently trying to break that down into different compartments mm-hmm. of life. Mm-hmm. I feel like also in the Western world and, you know, in the days of Instagram and yeah. social media, that a lot of people can portray success, but maybe are not necessarily
yes.
achieving it.
I call it fake Facebook.
Yeah, that's yeah. exactly it, mm-hmm. is that
they
are
create
putting
the picture.
Exactly.
Look at me. Look mm-hmm. what I have.
They're putting things mm-hmm. out there that make it seem like they're achieving the traditional success mm-hmm. or the things that people want, putting themselves on a pedestal, whether it's true or not. Mm-hmm. I believe that it's worth saying that that's not, that if that lifestyle or that thing does not necessarily align with what you want, mm-hmm. then you don't have to gauge your success compared to that.
No,
so
definitely not. So I think that, you know, it's interesting because I would be a grandchild of immigrants, mm-hmm, right? So, mm-hmm. you know, if you start from success back there, it was really just coming to America, having the opportunity. They made sure that their children, it was super big for education.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that was then transferred on to me and my siblings. Like, you must go to college. You must graduate college.
Right.
You must have a career, you know, so
right.
it kind of started that way. And then as you go through that and you have your own successes, really, success for me is really about the family.
Mm.
It's about your health. Yes, all the things are nice, but at the end of the day, are your children happy?
Mm.
You know, is your lifestyle, you know, are you where you want to be in your life? It's not about the things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think today's world gets very stuck on that
yes.
because of the social media,
yep,
right?
So I agree.
The Insta famous, the,
yep.
you know, just even images for young girls. Like, it's just so out there. And I didn't have to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think there's a lot going on right now. And you've got to wonder, mm-hmm. what are the ramifications of all of that?
Yes, long term.
In the long term,
yeah.
right? So it's just learning how to start a traditional business,
mm-hmm.
you know, because you're not going to be, and you may not be Insta famous forever.
Yes, exactly, right.
Right, so then what are you going to do? What are
yep.
you falling back on, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Are you saving your money?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I like, agree.
Things that are the standard way of gaining that materialistic success,
mm-hmm.
really.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
don't forget about the family. Don't
yeah.
forget
fulfilling
about your health.
Other parts.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think to me that's more of how you define excess.
I agree.
Yeah.
And I think that, so as a tangible tool and something that I've been researching and trying to apply in my own life and my own journey to quote unquote success, or trying to figure out what that looks like, a lot of it has been that going inward and really looking mm. at what fulfills me and what it is I want, and also blocking out the things that I was raised to expect mm. for success.
Yes.
So I always want to succeed in my career and get ahead mm. and make the money, because that's what I saw my parents doing and
yep.
what I felt as if mm-hmm. I needed to carry on and do myself. But I also am realizing as a parent and as a wife and as a friend and as someone who loves to travel, you know, there's so many other pieces
it's
of success.
Dimensional.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So really sitting down and going internal and looking at it and saying, what aligns, what's fulfilling, what, if I could be at the pinnacle of all of those components, what does that look like? And then implementing a plan and really being very focused and driven on achieving that success in all of those different places. So I think that it's important to mention that success requires thought. Mm-hmm. It requires imagination. Mm-hmm. It requires planning. Mm-hmm. Big decisions. Mm-hmm. And there will be sacrifice. There are things you have to let go to get to where you want to be.
And actually, without failure, there is no success.
Yes. Oh my God, I love that. Yes.
I mean, that is a big one. Mm-hmm. You have to know you're going to go down a road. It may not be the right road.
Right.
Get off the road.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Go down the other road.
Exactly.
I mean, that's how you get to success.
Yes, I agree. I totally agree.
There's no other way around it.
Yes, the failure piece of it. And so many people shy away from failure. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not insta-famous
when
you're failing.
Right,
you're not going to tell the world, hey, I really messed up today.
Exactly. It's so true. But it's such an integral piece to getting to that place, to where you want to be. And I don't feel like it gets enough recognition that everybody fails. Everybody. Everybody sees hard times. Everybody experiences pain and sadness and tough situations,
right?
But it's in those moments
that's
what you're building.
That's what you should be doing.
Yeah. I mean, it's normal, and it's important so that you can learn what doesn't work, what doesn't align, what doesn't fit, and go down the other road.
Well, yeah,
I mean, get onto the other road and then try that. And if that one doesn't work, keep going. I also really feel like people quit before they see success very often because of that expectation that it should happen so easily and quickly.
Yeah.
And part of getting to that success is that you have failed multiple times over and over and built that grit and built that that gumption so that you can handle the success. I mean, the overnight piece of it, if you got everything you ever wanted tomorrow, you definitely would not be prepared to manage that.
Yeah.
So along the way, the journey of success to get there involves a lot of
hard
times.
It's a road. It's not a quick sprint.
Yes, and knowing what you determine as success and putting that in front of you as opposed to the CEO or
the
dollar bills in your bank account or whatever it is that society's telling you it is.
Right.
What is yours? Put it in front of you and aim for that. And I think that's a very, very important thing to talk about, especially as we talk to these women who have experienced different things and maybe have that title or have that position, but they also are bringing other things to the table to show us what success can look like.
Yep. So, great advice.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Bye.